and morning gilds the stars. My heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. When evening shadows fall, this rings my curfew call. May Jesus Christ be praised. When mirth for music longs, this is my song of songs. May Jesus Christ be praised. God's holy house of prayer has none that can compare with Jesus Christ be praised. To Him my highest and best I sing when love calls us. May Jesus Christ be praised. Whate'er my hands begin, this blessing shall break in. May Jesus Christ be praised. No lovelier and divine in all high heaven is known than Jesus Christ be praised. There to the eternal word the eternal psalm is heard. O Jesus Christ be praised. Let all of humankind in this their concord find. May Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around joyous with the sound. May Jesus Christ be praised. Sing sun and stars of space, sing all who seek His face. Sing Jesus Christ be praised. Holy creation o'er, today and evermore, shall Jesus Christ be praised.
The service begins on page 136. We rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The intro. The Lord is their strength. And he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever.
To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me. Blessed if you are silent to me. I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you. When I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Trinity is from the 20th chapter of Exodus. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children of the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to 1,000 to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You shall not, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return, O Lord, how long, and how precious on your servants. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
The epistle reading is from the 6th chapter of Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For his death, that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise you also. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will by any means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gifts to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gifts there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed on page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
who spoke by the
sermon text is from Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus sent out his disciples on a mission trip about halfway through his ministry. Matthew 11 records, at that time, that when they had returned, that Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. For even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. The disciples returned from this mission trip and, well, it's kind of an unusual thing to say that I thank you, Father, that you worked it out this way. Because you see, there were many who rejected the message. Some that received, but what about all this? In college, I had quite a few college management courses. I was taught that you were to develop a plan of action concerning your business, and then you were to implement it. I was taught not only to develop a plan, but also to evaluate it after it was done. Most restaurants, you see, have those kind of prepaid cards, postcards for their customers to evaluate and rate their service and the food, the quality, restroom, cleanliness, and many others. And then they're supposed to modify their plan based upon it and all. Well, in the Holy Scriptures, our Heavenly Father had a plan, and he put it into action. First article of the Creed. The one who created heaven and earth is the Lord of heaven and earth. He made all things and he is preserving it according to his plan. Well, I guess we ought to give him high marks concerning his quality of creation. How well did he do? I think he did very good in it. Second article of the Creed. The same Heavenly Father saw that we had fallen into sin and he responded with the announcement of a coming Savior. This man would be born of a woman and therefore born under the requirements of the law in order to redeem those who had disobeyed and were under the curse of the law. It is this God-man, Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, and it is his blood that covers over all sin. Well, adequacy of salvation? Is it incomplete? Is it less than adequate? Better than expected? Or would you rate it full and complete? Well, of course, it's perfect, full and complete. God's plan was fulfilled according to plan. Third article of the Creed. God chose to use sinful human beings whom he called into his Christian church. These people then, some of them were called to gather around the word and sacraments and were called a communion of saints. Of those saints, men were chosen that they might preach and teach to the others and be a servant. This church was to go out into the world to baptize, to teach all nations of Christ that they might be included in the heavenly feast. These disciples were to save others by their witness. So how do we respond? How do we grade our Heavenly Father and his third article plans? One, it appears that quite a few people do not welcome Jesus' disciples. Maybe you too have people that you speak with the gospel to and they nod their heads as you tell them about the faith and then they ignore it. You might relate this delivery system which the Lord has set up as somewhat flawed. You might even say, Lord, it's ill-conceived. I would have done it a whole different way. We might recommend God, he ought to have used the perfect angels to give out his message, not sinful human beings. Two, it appears that many people aren't interested in this message about forgiveness of sins. Do you speak about Christ and his work? And people say, well, that's not really what I'm looking for. They're not interested. How would you rate God's product of forgiveness of sins? We might say, you know, God, people, they would like success a whole lot better. Maybe we ought to change the product. And three, finally, God has revealed this message in his word, in holy baptism, in absolution, in the Lord's Supper. And you know, this prevents a problem. A problem for ongoing evangelism. In technological terms, we would say, you know, this presents a pretty high learning curve for people. When you speak about studying the Word, remembering your baptism, tell them about confessing your sins and receive Lord's Supper, this all sounds quite foreign to them. Do they show interest in Jesus? But when you begin to teach the faith, the means of grace, they start to stumble and fall. We might recommend that God change his delivery system, something more palatable. People kind of like crystals, horoscopes, health foods. You know, they kind of relate to that. And, ooh, that sounds spiritual. And they like it. And then, of all these three things, we say, well, the reason that, you know, I would criticize God in all these ways is because I have a heart for mission. We want someone to be saved, we say. But the reality is that it is rude talk. It is less than honorable to sass your Heavenly Father in this way. When we refuse to speak of our faith and be a witness, we are criticizing the Father's plan. When we ignore the faith-creating word and sacraments, the very things that God has given, well, we doubt his plan will work, and we end up instituting our own plan. When we soft-pedal the forgiveness of sins in order to try to entice converts, we're questioning whether God really loves us. And if he has given enough, was his son really the very best he could give, or is it something else? The problem is that we don't understand our sinful condition. We don't think that we need the law. God's plan of salvation doesn't work with our thinking because we don't understand. Jesus says in today's Holy Gospel, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." The first reading, the Old Testament reading, was the Ten Commandments. It was the law. God knew that they needed this in order that they might come to repentance and then come to forgiveness of sins. Verse 18 and 19, after the delivery of the Ten Commandments, "Now all the people witnessed the thunder, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. They said to Moses, 'You speak with us and we will hear, but let not God speak with us lest we die.'" No one likes the law. It creates fear of punishment and death. It exposes who we are, our sinful actions and words and thoughts. We would prefer to keep those sins all covered up, but the law just keeps coming. Sometimes, like them, we run away from the law, like God appears in the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve hide among the trees. They think they can avoid God's law, but not so. We, too, refuse to read God's word, lest we be shown our sin. We stay away from church and Bible study, so we don't have to hear of our failures. We hang around those who are like us. We make a pact. Don't mention my sin and I won't mention yours. We try to keep the law, but then we relax its demands in order that we can live with us. In our minds, we think, that's okay, I kind of got this. That's the very thing that was going on in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus encounters those who are interpreting the fifth commandment as if it only dealt with outward actions of homicide. Jesus explains that the fifth commandment was not intended to be a city code for law and order. The fifth commandment exposes the anger of our hearts. The fifth commandment exposes the lack of love for our neighbor. Which of us is not guilty of saying harsh things designed to hurt our neighbor? Which of us has not felt the hurt anger of sin rise up within us so that we desire to hurt one another? That is the law. And the law is showing us our sin. Last of all, we play one law off against another law. Oh, yeah, well, you hit me. You may well have hit me, but I didn't hit you. I may not go to church, but at least I don't swear like you do. But you can't use the service of God as an excuse for not having loving service towards your neighbor. Jesus explains in today's gospel, if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then come offer your gift. Love of God and love of neighbor go together. You can't play them off one against another. Jesus did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. So in the same way also, your faith in Jesus Christ is not to abolish the law as if we would, well, continue in our sin that grace may abound. No, Jesus teaches us in today's text, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of God. The most wonderful thing that God has done for us is to remove our false righteousness. How did he do it? He did it by the law, so that Christ's righteousness might shine so much brighter, that we might in faith cling to him and be saved. You see, the Israelites, they had been examined by God's law. They had been shown their sin, and then Moses tells them, do not fear. That's the gospel. Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that his fear may be before you so that you may not sin. The Lord had come that he might lead them to the gospel message that God was their God and he was saving them and that they might return to that. Moses delivers the Ten Commandments in order that he might create sinners and then give them the forgiveness of sins. Do not fear. God has come in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus' righteousness stands up to the Heavenly Father. Jesus fulfilled the law in our place, and he has come to place a new heart in you, that he might lead in you godly lives. The imperfect keeping of the law by the scribes and Pharisees was not enough. What is required? That we would believe in Jesus Christ, who came to fulfill the law. Jesus, when the law comes, does not hide from the Heavenly Father. He does everything that is required. Jesus did not keep only the outward requirements of the law, but did it with perfect love from his heart. No anger or revenge did he seek. Jesus didn't play one law off against another. Jesus not only loved the Lord his God, but he loved us, his neighbors, and he suffered and died to take away all of our sins. Today's epistle speaks of the life of a Christian, one who has had the Ten Commandments applied to their life, and we've been shown our sins, and so daily makes use of that law to confess them. But that Christian also daily relies upon the forgiveness of sins, that we might have peace with God, and that it might produce in us good works of thankfulness. It says in Romans 6, so therefore you must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Through faith, we've been united with Christ. He has killed off our sins, and He has brought us to new life through a resurrection. And so we daily need to learn to kill off our old self, so as Christians we may learn to rely upon the forgiveness of sins. In just a few moments, we will receive our Lord's Supper, which He has provided for those who feel their sin, who know what the law has to say, that we might receive His body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. There is a prayer, it's called the Eucharistic prayer, that is said in connection with it. Listen to the parts. There are the same three parts of this plan of salvation which God has provided. And it sounds, well, similar to that prayer that Jesus says, "I thank you, my Heavenly Father." I read, "Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on us, children of men." First article. Two, "and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ." Three, "send your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that He may establish in us a living faith and prepare us joyfully to remember our Redeemer and receive Him who comes to us in His body and blood." Our God has a plan, and His plan is efficacious and good. He is working it out. There is no better plan. We need to learn this plan, that we might rejoice in it, and that we might thank our Heavenly Father that through His plan, He has saved us, and that He is working through us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The offertory, "Create in Me."
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you spared no cost in sending your Son to seek and save us lost sinners and bring us back into your fellowship. Let us pray to the Lord.
Amen.
We ask that even while we were still enemies and murderers, that you sent your Son to settle our matter of sin with you by His righteous gift, a perfect life, by His innocent suffering and death, so that we who believe would enter the kingdom of heaven. Continue to work in us that love towards our neighbor. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, give your church the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we may not trust in our works of righteousness, but have faith in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Teach all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would not be satisfied with the people's outward sacrifices to appease God, but they would seek the fruits of faith, which far surpass the works of the Pharisees and teachers of the law. Motivate your people so they do not hurt or harm their neighbor and their body, but help and support them in every physical need. We thank you for the ordination anniversary of Pastor Haroon. We ask that you would continue to work through the Memphis Confessional Lutheran Mission and the Port Charlotte Lutheran Mission. Bless our Early Childhood Learning Center, our Director Keeley. We ask that the children enrolled in our Summer Academy, that they would grow into the knowledge of that of you, the one true God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Amen.
strengthen our President Donald, the Congress of the United States, our Governor JB, and state legislators, county commissioners, our Mayor Steve, city officials, and all our judges, that they may govern justly. We pray for our nation and every nation, that we would learn to cherish and protect our freedom, fulfill our responsibilities to protect the weak and the vulnerable. For the soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors, special forces, especially for Timothy, Danny, Jason, Blake, and Jack, as well as for our police officers, Daniel and Alex, those who put their lives in harm's way to defend our freedoms, we ask that you would protect them from all danger and lift their spirits during times of trial. We ask your blessing upon those in the healthcare field and are combating the virus. We ask that you would continue to strengthen and keep safe all people. Let us pray to the Lord. Be with our shut-in Rachel, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Gibb, Linda, Rick, Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, and Mike. We also ask that your healing hand would be upon Kristen, a neighbor of David and Carol, who is hospitalized in St. Louis. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayer, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Always the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God,
O Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of your apostles, peace I leave with you, peace I give
you.
Shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in peace. partake and eat, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. The Lord bless and keep you as a baptized child of God, dearly loved by the Heavenly Father. The Lord bless and keep you as a baptized child of God, dearly loved by the Heavenly Father. Take and eat the true body of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink, this is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink, this is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Lord bless and keep you as a baptized child of God, one who is dearly loved by the Heavenly Father. Take and eat, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Okay. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.